This is Jack Wirth of High Probability Selling. This teleconference is about how to turn cold calling into warm calling. Most people who use the term cold calling believe that almost all telephone prospecting is cold calling. As the name implies, you call each prospect only once to try to sell your way into an appointment. In most cases, you don't get that appointment. However, if a prospect sounds interested, you will try a second call again and again try to sell an appointment. That kind of prospecting is what most salespeople do, and they hate it. So do most prospects. Because you're pushing so hard for the appointment, you create resistance, a lot of resistance. That creates rejection on the part of the prospect. Then most prospects don't want you to call them again. Therefore, very few prospects will get a second call, and far less a third call. If you do manage to get prospects interested and get appointments with them, you will only close a very small percentage. The average salespeople in 17 different industries are closing about 17% of their prospects. Prospects who are merely interested seldom buy. In the insurance industry and the real estate industry, closing rates are below 13% on average. Just because you want to sell now does not mean that the prospect wants to buy now. Furthermore, cold calling is very stressful for both the prospect and the salesperson. It results in a very high level of rejection and repeated failures. Both of those causes of that stress can be almost entirely eliminated when you learn high probability prospect.
Now, you notice that the first step is you call them up, you ask for whoever you want to talk to by, and the best, most effective way to ask them for them is say their first name, their last name, and the word please. Three words. John Prospect, please. Michael Smith, please. Now, why is it the best? We don't know. We just know that statistically nobody's found a more efficient way to get to talk to the people you want to talk to.
Okay.
When they get on the phone and they say, whoever they are, you say, this is your name with your company. In my case, I'd say this is Jack Wirth with High Probability Selling. That's concept number one. Concept number two is a brief description of one product or service. In my case, I'd probably say, we provide sales training for corporations that, and now comes the first feature, enables your people to prospect effectively and enjoyably. That's one feature. And number two might be, and eliminate sales resistance. Now we've got four concepts. My name and the name of the company, a description of our service, feature number one, feature number two, that's four concepts. And then, is that the kind of sales training you want? And that's a request for commitment that contains the word want. And that also gives them the opportunity to say yes or no. Now, why don't we want them to say no if they don't mean yes? Can anyone answer that?
This way they commit to something?
That's right, they commit to no. Yeah, all we want is commitment from them, and the commitment we want is yes or no. And the reason we want to hear no is, when do you want to hear it?
Before you spend hours giving them your good information and spending your time, seeing if
exactly.
They're really legitimate prospects.
Exactly. Yeah. We call that disqualification.
Yeah.
And when we say disqualification, in most cases, in almost all cases, we mean temporarily. Because that same person who says no today may say yes in 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months. And that's when we get into the warm calling.